Are people born great or do they become great? Are people born great or do they become great? In other words, what separates people of average to people of greatness? What separates you from living a average life to a life of greatness? That is what we're going to dive in this week. Thanks for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast. This is your coach, Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes. And remember, the best and the greatest day to be alive is today. What separates people of average from people of greatness? You know, over the weekend, my son was involved with a soccer tournament. And as I watched the different players, you could see the different skill levels. And it was coming to the realization that, you know what, my son team, they're not going to win the tournament. And I was looking at all of the players, and I was checking out some other games. And when I got up this morning, I was still thinking about that. And I said, what separates the average players to the players of greatness? And I had a talk with my son, and I said, son, listen here. I don't care if you lose the game. And we could see that the game was getting to the point where they're not going to win. And also, they're not going to win the tournament. But I say, I want you to show up. I want you to go out there. I want you to be that team leader. I want you to motivate your team. I want you to play in this last game as if you're playing for the World Cup. Even though I knew at that point that they were not going to win the tournament, because they didn't have the games and the scores, etc. But I say, I want you to go out there. And I want you to play like you playing in a World Cup. You see, one of the things that separates people of average to people of greatness, they show up every day like it's the last day to be alive. Every day. What separates people of average to people of greatness is that every day they show up to that batter's mound. Every day they show up like it's the last day to be alive, meaning that every day they show up, they say, let me do what I was born to do. Let me impact this world. Whatever is my gift, whatever's my talents, like we talked about last week, are you using your gifts and talents? Whatever gifts and talents they have, I realize that every day they show up. If it's raining, they write. If it's snowing, they train. If things are out of control and the world is in a chaos, every day. I noticed this because I've been studying people for years. What makes people successful in life is that every day they show up as if it's the last day to be alive, meaning that they're leaving everything on the table. They're not so consumed about tomorrow. Is that whatever opportunity or opportunities that they have now, like that word carpe diem, seize the day, seize the moment, they seize that moment now. And it's not saying that tomorrow would not come. It's that every day they live as if it's their last. If they have to call somebody, they call that person today. If they can have that meeting, they have that meeting today. Now, I'm not talking about over this hustling where you overexert yourself and you don't have no more energy. They realize the importance of time, they realize that their life is here only for a short period of time, and in that time, they must utilize that time and do what they was born to be. So what separates people of great, people of average, the people of great is that they show up every day. Here's the next point that I realized. And I'm watching these, you know, these people, these young men play their soccer games on the weekend. And I'm thinking about other people throughout history, whether it's been writers, teachers, a person who's a great father, a great husband, a great brother, a great teacher, someone is great in a community, in a village, in a tribe, in an environment. I'm always thinking about these people. And here's another thing that I realized. What separates people of average to people of greatness is that they don't complain. They do what is required to make sure the mission is complete. What separates people of average to people of greatness is that whatever the task may be, whatever the mission may be, they don't complain. And there are more than 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000 reasons to complain. They don't complain. They do what is required to make sure the mission is complete. Meaning that a great leader or a person of greatness is like cooking a meal. They might not have all of the chef might not have all of the ingredients. Stay with me. But the chef said, okay, we may not have all of the ingredients, but we're going to use what we have. We're going to put the spices. I know how to make the spices blend together. We're going to use whatever we have to make sure that this pot of soup or rice comes out. It's like we don't have everything that we need. We don't have all of the proper tools right now, but we're going to use what we have, meaning that we're going to tap into that potential that is inside of us. We're going to use our creativity. We might not have all of the resources. A person of average complains, it's too hot, it's too cold, we don't have enough time, I'm not educated enough, I'm overeducated, oh, it's too windy, they don't like me, I'm not smart, I'm too short, I'm too tall, I'm too skinny, I'm too fat, I'm not the right color, I don't have the right color eyes. The person of average versus the person of greatness is that the person of average always looks for something to complain about. And this is what I realize. It's a principle. If you keep looking for something, you can find it. You know, every day when you wake up, you could decide to pick something out that is bad, or you could decide to pick out something that is beautiful, positive, or great. It's the same day. You could decide and say it's going to be a rainy day, we cannot do nothing. Or you could say it's going to be a rainy day, we're going to be inside the house, let's watch some movies as a family, and let's cook some breakfast. It's raining. So the person of average, they always looking to complain. Here's another thing that I learned about people that separates people from average to people of greatness. People of greatness, every day they are improving their skills, their craft. Every day. Every day. You know, when I'm riding in the car, I'm talking like I'm pretending I'm speaking in front of audience. You know, when I do a podcast, you know how much podcasts I do that I never record? Because every day I'm riding and I'm talking. Because what? Every day I'm improving my skills. When I'm riding in the car, I'm interviewing myself. I'm asking myself questions. I'm studying different speakers. I'm listening to different podcasts. I'm listening to the. I'm studying different content. I'm learning how to communicate better. I'm learning how to be a father better. I'm learning how to be a brother. I'm learning how to be every day. I wake up. I said, okay, I'm a student in this world, this big class, this world of this classroom world. And I said to myself, every day I have to learn something. Every day I have to learn something. And what I realized that what separates people of averages or people of greatness is that every day they are improving their skills. Think about this. What would Michael Jordan be without a Phil Jackson? Even though Michael Jordan was great and probably one of the greatest basketball players in this era or ever lived, and some people might say it's somebody else, he still needed a coach. He still went to the gym. He still trained. Why? Because he knew that in order for him to tap into his potential and maximize his potential and become all what he was designed to be, he has to develop his skill every day. Tiger Woods had to develop his skills every day. I even heard Denzel Washington, great actor. I love his movies. A great actor. And he said he has an acting coach. Denzel Washington? Well-known, successful actor? You have an acting coach? Because every day he realized, in order for him to tap into his potential and maximize his potential, he needs help. He needs help. He has to practice. He has to practice. Every day, that musician gets up and plays for hours and hours and hours and hours. Then we pay money to go to their concert. Maybe hundreds of dollars, right? Depends on the artist. And they give you a performance in an hour or 1.5 or 2 hours. And you're mesmerized by their skill and by their talent. But what are you actually paying for? It's the hours and hours, days after days after days after years after years after years. You only saw 1.5 hours, but you didn't see the thousand, over 10,000 hours that this artist put in. So every day, they're reading books. They're learning about things. Every day they are learning more and more. Because see, if you look at yourself as being a person of greatness, every day you wake up, you should be improving your skills. What are you doing with your life today? Are you complaining that it's not the right time? Are you complaining that I can't get this done? Do you show up every day as if this is your last day? Or you say, I have tomorrow, I have next week, I have 10 years from now? Are you improving your skills every day? What separates average people from people of greatness is, number one, they show up every day like it's the last day. Number two, they don't complain about the situation. They do what is necessary to make sure the mission is complete. And number three, every day they find time and opportunities to improve their skills. Thank you for listening to Winners for Life Coaching Podcast, a place where you discover your success, your greatness, your purpose, your destiny, and become all what you were designed to be. My name is Coach Antonio Landis Thompson, King Tunes, and the best. And the greatest day to be alive is today. I encourage you today. Don't you live a life on average. Don't you live a life on average. Seize this opportunity. Tap into your potential. Discover your purpose and become all what you were designed to be. And whatever is required for you to live a life of greatness, make a decision today to embrace the process. Love the process. Enjoy the process. And tap into that greatness that is inside you today. Because you are not an average person. You're a leader. And you are a person of greatness.